Okay, we are on Mem Aleph Amud Beis, all the way on the bottom of the page, the beginning of the fourth parak of Maseches Ksubos. And says the Mishnah as follows: Naira shenispatata boshta upagma uveknasa shahavia. Right, so Naira who's been seduced by a man. So what happens? So the payment of her boshas, her embarrassment, pigma, the damage, and the knas all go to her father. Batsar betfusa and a situation of tfusa, which we call ones, that also goes to her father. So amda bedin actually saaf. If and by the way, why are you using the language of tfusa now? It's a good question. We've been all along using the word of anusa, but Rashi points out vatsar betfusa vatsar nami laviha baanusa. Right, the tsar goes to her father. Also, the language the amount for tsar, if it's a case of ones, goes to her father. And what tfusa is, it's a lashon of the Gemara, because the pasuk in the Torah, because the Torah says lashon nekra v'tafsa v'shachavima. Right, that he grabs her in that way. So fine. So all those things go to the father. So amda bedin. So what happens if they come to Bezdin and about what happened? They accuse him of these actions, and then actually Mesaaf, and the father had not yet died when they came to Bezdin. So harihin shalaf. So then they belong to the father. Mesaaf. But what happens then if the father dies? Harihin shal achin. The money actually goes not to the girl herself, but to her brothers. Why? Because the brothers are the ones who are the yorshim of the father. They would yorish whatever belongs to the father. So if they already amda bedin, and then he dies, so then the money that was designated for the father now goes to his sons. Lo hispika l'amda bedin ad shemesav. But what if they had not yet even stood in Bezdin yet, and the father dies before they even got to Bezdin? Harehin shalatzma, so that net belongs to her, right? So then the money belongs to her in that case, because the money at that point again was never, they never stood up in Bezdin. They never were ready. The Bezdin never determined the money goes to the father yet. So at that point she's on her own. So the money now belongs to her. Okay, ad amda bedin ad shelo bagra. What if they already went to Bezdin and she had not yet become a Bogeris, right? She wasn't yet 12 years and 6 months. Hari Hain Shalaf. So then they belonged to her father at that point, still. Mesav, Hari Hain Shalach. And again, if the father dies, so then again, the money would go to the brothers. Lo yispik la mo bedin ad shebagra. But if they didn't get to Bezdin until she was now already a Bogeris, Hari Hain Shalatzma. So then the money goes to her, because at that point she's already a bogeris. By the time she's already halachically an adult already, before by the time they get to the bezin, so the money goes to her. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says no. Im lo yispik lagabos ad shemes ha'av. So he makes a distinction. It's not a question of amida bedin, right, when they actually went to Bezdin, but it's a question of whether they actually collected the money yet. And so he says, if they hadn't yet collected the money ad shemes ha'av, and the father dies, so then the money goes to her. Why? What's the distinction? Point being, the fact that they were in the Bezdin isn't enough. Look at Rashi. Rashi is Rabbi Shimon Omer, the bottom Rashi in the page. Rabbi Shimon Omer, even though they already went to Bezdin, right? If the money is not yet his to give to his children in Yerusha, why? Right, because the money hasn't yet been in his hands. So it's money that is coming to him, but it's not yet in his hands yet. He hasn't yet been coming to the money. So therefore, it's according to Rabbi Shimon at least, all the way until they actually collect the money isn't yet the father's. And therefore, it still belongs to her. Okay.
Rabbi Shimon talking about both cases or just the second case?
Rabbi Shimon is talking about... It sounds like it's going back on our original case. Rabbi said, "Amda bedin ad shelo mesaav." Then it goes to the father, right? And if he dies, then it goes to the brothers. But if they hadn't yet been amda bedin, until the father dies, it belongs to her. So it sounds like Rav Shimon is saying, on that original case, right? I'm not asking, my question is not, when were they omid bedin? My question is, when were they go over the money? That's what it sounds like. He's making a distinction between that amida bedin, certainly according to Rashi, is not enough to make him zocha in the money. The money has to actually be in his hands already. That's what it sounds like. Okay. Continues the mission. Maisi adea o mitziyasa afavish lo gavsa meisa'av harin shalachin. But the distinction Shimon would make is that even though generally he cares about actually acquiring the money, right? And so in the case of the onus mefata, they have to have been go over the money, have to actually collected it. But when it comes to Maisi adea, money that she makes, or actually says Maisi adea she asusa v'chaya avia, any money that she makes while her father is alive, right? Afavish lo gavsa, Rashi says kagon. Schar pula, any money she gets paid for any work that she does, so that's still meisa'av harin shalachin. It still goes to the father in that case. Why is that? The mishabala olam zachabo hav. Right, that's the halacha. Halacha is the moment that money comes into being. Meaning she has been, right, the moment that she has made that money, so then at that point it belongs to the father. V'lo damu l'knas. And it's not the same thing as a knas, to lo havi mamon ad sha'amin bedin, right, as opposed to knas, which is isn't considered money, right, of his to acquire until they at least go to Bezdin. Because we know the halacha when it comes to kanas is if he's mod be kanas, if he emits it, so then he doesn't have to pay it. It sounds like this distinction, mitziyasa, isn't just according to Rabbi Shimon, but it is even according to the Chachamim, there'd be a distinction between the money that she makes for her work, right, which goes to the father immediately as soon as she earns that money, as opposed to the money that comes her way, the knas at least through a you know hamada bedin, or you know actually collecting it. But the point being that in either case, the ma'aseh adeah goes to the father directly immediately, because that's his zuchus, the father's zuchus automatically to collect the money that is coming to his daughter because of work that she does. Okay. Okay, so says the Gemara as follows. Ma'akam HaShalon, what are you teaching me? You're not teaching me anything new. Tanina, we learned already in the Mishnah before. Right? We learned just a couple of dafa before this. HaMefata, no sin, shlosha, dvarim, va'onis, arba. Right? We learned before that HaMefata gives, the guy who seduces a woman gives three things, and the onus gives four things. Right? Hamifata knows in Boshes, Bagam, Uknas, most of love onesh knows in Sitzar Lavia. She knows in Sitzar Lavia. So we already have Mishnah that told us all these things, that the Mifata gives three, the onesh gives four, etc. So what's the Chiddush? Says the Gemara, no. It's Rechle Lavia, right? Or Lavia is Rechle, right? It's what the Chiddush is that you're giving it to the father. Okay, so what do you mean? Lavia Nami Pshita. That's already that's also obvious that they give it to the father. That's something we know also. Right? And why is that obvious? Because the case the Mishnah gives, right? If you notice, the Mishnah's example was Nairish and Ispatita, right? That was the original case. So why does it give the case of Mefata? Because the Ila Atzma Amayayiv, right? Mefata Medaita of it. Right? Because if the example of Mefata is specific, because the case of Mefata is that she, to a certain extent, she's agreed to do this, right? She's agreed to the activity. It's not something that's being forced upon her, right? So if it's something that she's agreeing to, right? So then if the money's coming her way, she's not going to get it, right? Why? Because she's the one who agreed to it. Not paying her for something that she agreed to. Paying the father because she was seduced and she, you know, is only a certain age to understand, etc. But the bottom line is, if the money comes to her, that's something she did knowingly. So the money's not coming to her. So the chiddush is that it goes to the father because she even though it's something that she knows that she's doing. Okay. So but the Gemara says that's also not true. Mefata midaita of sorry. So says the Gemara fine. So it's not a chiddush. Why? It's obvious because they gave the example of Mefata. So then again, so what's the chiddush? So answer the Gemara, no, Amda Bedin Tzrichalei. No, the chiddush is this distinction about Hamada Bedin, right? That nothing happens until they actually get to Beis Din. And why? Plugged to Rabbi Shimon Rabbanan to teach me the machlokas Rabbi Shimon Rabbanan about the difference between Hamadah Din versus Gaviyah, versus actually going ahead and collecting the money. That's the one case that's actually a chiddush. Okay. Fine. And just to make that last point clear, when we mentioned that Mishnah Lamates, so the Mishnah Lamates, when we said Hamifate, right? So that was it starts with Hamifate and then changed to Onus. But the point being that that case there, over there, that's where telling me Mifate, is part of what is driving home the point that the money goes to the father. So fine. And that's why it's not a chiddush here to tell me about the father. Fine. Okay. Okay. So now it says Gemara. Tanan Hasam. We had a Mishnah. And what did it tell me? Anasta Upatisa Esbiti. So a man claims you either, Rashi points, that's it, it's one or the other. Right? You were Ma'anis, my daughter, or you were Mefata, my daughter. Right? For who Omer? And the guy says, Lo Anasti, Lo Patiti, PCC. No, it's not true. I didn't force her and I didn't seduce her. It's not true. Then the father says, Mashbiach Ani. The guy says, fine, so I'm going to make you take a Shavua. Right? That you're telling the truth. He didn't do anything. V'amar amen, and he says okay. Right. So he says amen. The amen is ki'ilu. He takes the shvua. V'achakach hode, and then afterwards he says, you know what, it's true. The whole thing's a lie. I really did do it. Okay. Should have thought of that beforehand before he took the shvua. But fine. So now he's mode. So what happens? So chayiv. So the Tanakhama says he has to not only does he have to pay, but he has to bring. And chayiv means he has to bring an asham gazela. So Rashi. Rashi says, anasta upitisa, right? Opitisa, right? Not that he did both, but he did one or the other. Chayiv. So after this, when he goes ahead and he's the guy, the father made him take a shua, he took the shua, and then he's moda that the whole thing was a lie. He really did it, and he lied when he took the shua. So then chayiv karen v'chomesh, right? V'asham im hoda acharechen. Right? So he has to pay, what he originally owned, and then another 20%, and he has to bring an asham for being moda, right? That he lied, right? And that's v'zehu asham gazela. It's called the asham gazela. It's a person who took a shvua that he didn't owe somebody money, and it turns out he admits that he did. He has to bring the asham gazelas. Okay, so the bottom line is that the Tanakhama says he's chayav for the asham gazelas, and Rabbi Shimon poter. Rabbi Shimon says he does not have to bring an Asham Gazelos in that case. Why not? So Rabbi Shimon Poter, why? She'enu v'shalom knas al piatzmo. So I'll tell you why. Because the money that he pays, the knas, right, he never would have paid it if he would have been moda, right? So in this case, what happens? He originally, the guy says, this is what you did to my daughter. He says, no, I didn't, right? If he would have originally said, yes, I did, would he have to pay the knas? No. Right, because the motive canas is potter. He would have paid the fifty, chamishim kesef. Wouldn't have to pay, right? But what happened here? In this case, the guy says, "You did this to my daughter." The guy says, "No, I didn't." He says, "Take a shvua," and he says, "Fine." He takes the shvua, and now he's moda. So the question is: so Shimon says, "You don't have to pay. This is money you never would have paid if you would have just admitted it in the first place." The chamim clearly hold. Yes, you do. Why? Because once you took the shua, now you're chayav to pay, right? Or once you took the shua, now you're lying about money that you owed, and you really did owe that money. So therefore, now I think the shua changes it, and the money is like money that you owed all along, right? Look at Rashi. Rashi says she'enu mashalim knas al pi atzmo, right? The reason Rabbi Shimon always don't have to pay because you wouldn't have had to pay it. El al pi edim, you only paid if there were edim who said you did this, right? Right? Come on. Since if he would have admitted originally, even later on, he's pater. That's not the same as, and because Asham Gzelos is in general, for a person who lies about owing money, and then he takes a shua about it, and then it turns out that he lied, that's when he pays the money. That's when he has to give the Asham Gzelos. But here, Rav Shimon says he didn't really lie about money that he owes because it's money that he never really would have owed if he would have been mowed in the first place. Fine. So Amr Lo says to say back to Rav Shimon, Alpha Bisha Eni Mashalim Knas Al Piatzmo. You're right. He wouldn't pay a Knas because he admitted it. Alpha Mashalim Boshish Begama Piatzmo. Right? He still would have paid the boshes and pagam if he would have admitted it. So why should he not have to pay up? Look at Rashi. Aval mishalim boshes pagam dimamonahu veshtakeach dimamonah kafrei. So it turns out he actually did. You know, there's still some money he would have had to pay. So why is he not bringing the korban? He, in the end of the day, he did admit to lying about money he was going to have to pay. So look at Rashi. Rashi says, "We'll come in the first time in the rabban." Later on, the Gemara can explain the kasavre stam toin anasta lo tavu elaboshes begam v'lo nishbaze al kfiras kanas. So he says, so the Chacham is going to say, because the stam, we're going to talk about it. We'll see it. A person who says that you were ma'anes, they're not going after the boshes begam. They're really you know that's not really what they're going after. We'll see what that means when he talks about it. So the Gemara is going to ask now. Abaye is going to ask Rabbah a question about this case. Maybe we'll stop here and we'll pick that up.